Good morning, strangers or strange people, whichever you prefer to. What do I call my people? Strangers? Strange people? There's got to be a cooler description for listeners. Welcome to episode 90. We've made it to 90. Cha cha cha. That's pretty fun. Celebratory. Yay! See confetti mini celebration. Anyway, so thank you for carrying on with me and my little life experiment. So to refer to the last few episodes, one of them only in that the 80s, 90s rabbit hole that I love going down occasionally, there is a station, an 80s station on my Roku that plays delightful videos. That 80s flashback, I think is what it's called. But it's fun because they dig in a little bit deeper to some of the stuff that you didn't hear so much on the radio or live versions or stuff like that. So I've just been enjoying that. It's been a good companion for me. Then the actual matter at hand today. So I alluded to bringing this up again or in a different way. What am I trying to say? I mentioned something that I was going to talk about later. Poof, here I am. Okay, so in this cafe that I was at that did not have coat hooks. So I just, I was doing some traveling and there was a cat cafe in this particular place where I was traveling. And I am a cat fan. And so I bit the bullet and went and spent some time with some cats and paid really good money for them and could have just gone to the Humane Society for free. Although these cats are a little more accessible and pettable than some humane societies. Some humane societies have the visiting rooms and you can go do that. And I love that. So that was very nice. So, yep, did that. Paid money to pet cats, which is both silly and really cool at the same time. Now, their adoption fee was really high, which I found fascinating. I don't know why that is. That would have been a good question to ask them because maybe they figure that they're acclimating the cats to something or training them, maybe, so you get them loaded in some way. The cats were really good and cool. It was a good time. The thing that I want to comment on is the fact that their coffee drinks were very expensive and not very good, not great coffee. I was just really disappointed in the extra charge and the lack of quality. And I, again, don't know why that is. Don't know if it's that we're sucking you in because of the cats and we don't need to care about the coffee as much. I've had their coffee twice now, and I was sort of hoping for better, but it didn't happen. And I certainly saw on Yelp reviews that many people agreed. So that bummed me out because, again, it was expensive coffee. And I'm thinking, why not work on your coffee and have a, just put out two good products? Kitties, get to play with kitties, yay. Get to drink good coffee, yay. Have it be a reason to go there anyway, whether you're into cats or not. I was surprised. And my counterbalance to this was in the same exact city, but not too close to the same place. There is a coffee shop / bike shop repair shop, okay? And I honestly didn't pay a whole lot of attention when I was there to what all bikes, kind of bikes, but we're talking, bicycle bikes as opposed to, I don't think they do your Honda scooter or anything. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Anyway, they have a great coffee shop. They use, I don't remember if it's locally sourced or fair trade, whatever. But the point being, I think there was a local aspect of it too. So maybe locally roasted, but I'm not sure. I apologize. Didn't do my research. I should have. But the point being was that the coffee there was fantastic. When I was there, they knew their stuff. They knew what they had and they knew how to brew it and they knew how to make a good cup of coffee. And again, Yelp reviews show this to be true too. So I didn't just happen upon the one barista who knew her stuff, but it was great. And I'm like, okay, the bike folks can do this. And I would go there whether I owned a bike or not and hang out. Nice atmosphere and just good coffee. Nice place. And it was, I don't believe it was more, I think it was cheaper coffee. It was more reasonably priced, I should say, in the comparison of things. So I'm just saying, cat people, cafe people, cat cafe people, come on. I have never been to another cafe than the one that I was at. to compare what other business models do. But man, come on, ramp it up. Again, looking at your Yelp reviews, you know, it's the kind of coffee you get because you have to. Maybe other people feel differently, and it's, you know, it's okay. It's not horrible coffee. I've had bad coffee. It isn't bad coffee, but if you're going to charge me that much extra at what it felt like extra for not great stuff, maybe it's on par to a high-end coffee shop. I guess I don't know. I guess it was a large, I think there were two large coffees that were purchased for over $12. Was it $12 or $16? I can't remember. I'm hoping it was 12. So I guess maybe it wasn't a ridiculously more charge, but I know that I don't really love paying $6 for a large drink. And I think at the bike place, I'm pretty confident I order large because it was a very large drink. The point being is that, come on, step it up, cat people. Show the world that the cat people know what good coffee is. Make it a destination. Make it a reason to show up. If the biker folks can do it, so can the cat people. Have a reason to go in there. It's kind of the whole, well, if I don't have time, it's never going to be a place I would stop. And yes, looking at kitties is wonderful and lovely, and I totally enjoy that. But if I'm in the mood for coffee and that the taste is important to me, it's never going to be a destination. So that bums me out. Anyway, I'm just saying, capitalism or whatever this is, I don't understand. Lure me in because of the cats, but give me subpar quality, something else. Why can't we just do good at everything? And if you're not going to do good, like if you're like, hey, you know what? We're going to give you kind of average coffee, then charge average coffee prices. Let me know what I'm getting into by the cost instead of overcharging me to make me kind of not care if I go back. Because it's a place that I reasonably would go back to, even a little more casually. If the coffee was good, it'd be like, oh, okay, maybe I'll go there for coffee. Don't need to go visit the cats, but can look through the windows, and that's good enough. And that's not a choice I'm going to make. I don't know. I don't understand sometimes the American way of we're going to rope you in on one level, and then we're going to not care about other aspects of our service or the quality of what we're delivering. That's just messed up. Is that the great America that we're looking for? I don't quite know, because it seems like that's sometimes the excuse of well, they got you one way. They don't need to worry about. No, we need to worry about. Let's just do good things, create good stuff, good quality stuff, treat people well, provide good customer service, and everybody wins. And probably you win too. And if that's not a recipe for winning, which I understand sometimes feel like it isn't, maybe we need to look deeper at what's going on here. Why? I don't think it would take that much more for this particular instance, for them to maybe get better beans or learn how to do coffee a little bit better. I totally have faith in them. They are cool people. They seem nice. They seem intelligent. But I don't know. Is this common for cat cafes? Is it cat ladies make crappy coffee? Because that's really not that's not the saying I want on my t-shirt. Just saying. Okay. If you're going to have a multifaceted business, put your best foot forward in all aspects of the business. Or if it's a convenience thing, and make it what it is. But don't charge crap tons of money for it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, it just makes me sad because, it's a place that I would potentially casually go to get a cup of coffee, to have a little bit of an ogle at the cats, and then move on and be okay with not paying to visit them. But not so much anymore. All right, I've probably iterated that point more times than I needed to. Take away my message, man. All right, thought for the day. Thank you very, very much for listening. I hope you get to visit either a cool cafe or a wonderful coffee shop. And if you are looking for a bike, hopefully you find a lovely bike place and don't have need for emergency service. Check rest of the episodes out on morningswithastranger.com. You can also visit on Facebook, the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces on Facebook. Have a wonderful day, the rest of your morning, and peace out, or purr out, or something. That's dorky, but whatever. That's life. Life is dorky.